Locations for a rapid rehousing project. Plans for Phase 2 of the Orillia Recreation Centre. An Ontario Land Tribunal appeal for a proposed condominium development, and other issues are on the agenda for Monday's City Council meeting. Council is set to meet at 2 p.m. in the Council Chamber at Orillia City Centre. Rapid rehousing. Council will debate potential locations for a temporary rapid supportive rehousing project, after voting against locating the facility in any of three proposed city parks at its previous meeting. Since then, a working group was formed consisting of councillors Whitney Smith, Ralph Sipala, Jeff Chetwerzuk and Janet Lynn Durnford. They met four times to investigate alternative sites against the County of Simcoe's tight timelines to remain eligible for federal funding. The working group examined numerous sites throughout the city, requiring a site of at least half an acre to an acre in size that is either owned by or able to be leased to the city, and has recommended either 175 West Street S, at the northwest corner of West Street South and Queen Street West, across the street from the Orillia Recreation Center, or 66 Peter Street South, the site of the former Orillia OPP detachment, as suitable locations. With the goal of transitioning the city's unhoused population to permanent housing, the temporary structure, composed of portable, modular units, will include sleeping rooms, shared washroom facilities with showers, a shared kitchen and laundry, and the potential for 24-hour staffing. Similar to the Rose Street project in Barrie, the City of Orillia and County of Simcoe project aims to support 20 to 40 individuals in its first year, and up to 200 people through its five-year duration. Orillia Recreation Center, Phase 2. Two new ice surfaces and space for six pickleball courts are among a city working group's recommendations for a second phase in the Orillia Recreation Center. The working group, consisting of Mayor Don McIsaac and councillors Luke Leatherdale, Sipala, and Chetwerzuk, is seeking support in forwarding the idea to the 2025 budget deliberations, regarding costs associated with initiating the concept and feasibility phase of the project. The working group is also seeking council support to add Phase 2 of the Recreation Center to the city's 10-year capital plan. Citywide Garage Sale. Council will consider promoting a citywide garage sale day on June 15 with a portion of vendor proceeds going to the city's affordable housing reserve, after the idea was initially brought forward by former councillor Mason Ainsworth in 2022. Since then, a working group has determined the idea could be viable, noting similar initiatives take place in a variety of Ontario communities. The working group has identified several potential benefits to the initiative, including reducing the amount of waste going to the city's landfill, encouraging upcycling and recycling, generating funds for affordable housing, and more. On the Move Crosswalk and Community Safety Zone. As part of the Health Unit Simcoe Muskoka on the Move initiative, a new crosswalk and community safety zone could be coming near Orchard Park Public School to promote walking and biking to school. In a deputation to council last September, Orchard Park officials proposed numerous new crosswalks, sidewalks, a bike lane, and school zone signage near the school. After review, city staff have recommended a pedestrian crossover on Park Street, near Calverley Street, and a community safety zone designation along a section of Calverley Street for consideration as a capital project during the 2025 budget deliberations. Official plan update. Consultants from WSP will be on hand to give an update on the city's official plan review process, which kicked off last fall with a special meeting of council, an online survey, and an in-person visioning workshop. As the city's primary land use planning and policy document, the official plan sets the agenda for addressing growth, development, and the city's vision for the future. The official plan also is the guiding document for housing, natural heritage, parks, intensification strategies, city infrastructure, and more. Stage 1 of the process, to be presented for consideration Monday, includes the proposed vision and guiding principles for the city's new official plan. The overarching themes arrived at are inclusion, resilience, reconciliation, and collaboration, with the suggested vision statement for the plan as follows: Orillia thrives as a complete community with unique hometown character, linked by commitments to civic and environmental stewardship and providing opportunities for all. With a vibrant downtown, situated along the Trent-Severn Waterway, we celebrate our culture and heritage in every season. A set of Made in Orillia guiding principles will address feedback received through the public consultation process, including sustainability and stewardship, safe and affordable housing, wellness and creativity, strong and diverse economy. Ontario Land Tribunal Appeal. Colon Developments Corporation has filed an Ontario Land Tribunal, OLT, appeal regarding a proposed 45-unit, 8-story condominium development adjacent to Lake Simcoe near Orchard Point. Following public outcry at a public meeting last December, where the developer sought zoning bylaw amendments for the project, City Council requested the developers consider a lower building height and density, and consider limiting vehicular access solely to emergency vehicles along Driftwood Road. On January 19, the city received a notice of appeal to the OLT for failing to provide a decision on the requested zoning bylaw amendments and site plan approval within legislative timeframes. Council will discuss the financial impact of its available options in a closed session report on Monday, noting the option to litigate, which will require external counsel, will require an initial budget of $100,000. Council inquiry. Leatherdale will seek council support for a report on the feasibility and cost of replacing no exit signs at the intersection of Westmount Drive and Rose Avenue with larger signs. Click here to read the agenda for Monday's meeting.